I could not move. It was really hurting me, killing me. But I trust the Lord and I believe in Him, that He's the great healer, He's a great physician. And so I just went to the close to the telephone. If something really happened, I will just call the ambulance. But I just keep praying and asking the Lord to heal me. And suddenly I had a taken up and I didn't sleep the whole evening. It was already 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning. And I just sit there on the couch and then waiting, and I take a nap. Maybe I sleep a little. Then suddenly I woke up. It was early and I feel a little bit good. And the pain and the hurting. And after now and today, when Pastor Mike told stand up those who need healing, and I stand up and really it was gone, and it's really a miracle, and I really thanks the Lord. Really good, thank you Lord, and I praise the Lord for that. Yes, Lord, thank you Lord Jesus.
Good. Yes sir.
Pastor, last Sunday I had the privilege of ministering in a metropolitan area up in Nebraska. The population of the little place said population 9. And there's an AG church in that town. It's a little place called Burton. And they have about 75 people in the church. Most of them are ranchers that drive into there. But a neat thing happened. Between Sunday school and church, a lady from the church came to me and she said, "Do you know that your high school basketball coach is here today?" Now, I had not seen that man. I'll confess, you can tell. It's been a few years since I graduated from high school. 1956, 53 years, and I hadn't seen this man, and he and his wife were in the service. And they just listened so attentively. And afterwards, the church had a fellowship dinner, and I was able to sit at a table, and I'm learning that the wife especially was touched by a ladies' Bible study. Ladies, be faithful in Bible studies. And I'm just believing that God is going to touch that family through that little church out there in Burton, Nebraska. It was a marvelous privilege. Yeah.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going over to this section. Okay, we talked about the Lord doing something in your family. Just begin to enlarge it now. And if it's something that has to do with, you know, kind of a miracle, the Lord intervened in some way, whatever you feel will give the most honor to the name of Jesus tonight and the glory to the Lord.
I just thank Him for protection. I was coming back from St. Louis on Friday, and they were doing some road work, and we'd slow, and then we'd speed, and then we'd slow and speed. And we were going up and down the hills during this time, and we were coming down a rather steep hill, and behind me, of course, once you get in the line, you know, nobody goes around anybody because there's no place. And there was an 18-wheeler behind me, and he was quite a bit behind me, and we came over the crest of the hill, and I looked down, and I see at the bottom of the hill that all the cars had their brakes on, so they were all stopped. And so, of course, I'm slowing as I'm going down the hill. Well, behind me, I suddenly looked in my rearview mirror and did not see the 18-wheeler slowing. And he continued to come down the hill, and I got to the bottom of the hill. I pulled up right to the bumper of the car in front of me and turned to the left as far as I could. He kept coming. And finally, I'm just going, "Dear Jesus, that's all, you know, you do." And I don't know why I didn't jump out of the car, but anyway, he stopped. And when I looked in my rearview mirror, all I could see was the grill in the front of his truck. He was right on my bumper when he finally came to a halt. And I just praise Him for His protection.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Okay, I'll walk through here to the next section.
I prayed for 3 people recently, and this happened on the city bus, and two men that I prayed for, and I said, and I ended the prayer in Jesus' name, got jobs. They got jobs working at the same place. The Lord blessed them with employment, and I want to share this, that this happened sometime before that. I prayed for a girl by the name of Laura. And she was sick somehow, and the Lord healed her. Oh, the Lord healed her.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And she came running back. She was happy. She said, "I'm healed. I'm healed." I said, "Praise the Lord."
Yes, praise the Lord. the Family of God testimony.
Yeah. There's a lady that comes up there every I can't even think of the town she comes from. She comes and brings us Christmas things. She comes and brings us Christmas things. So her brother and his wife drove. And we were sitting out there in the center and talking about the Lord. And he said, you know, I got a bad ear. And I'm going to get prayed for one of these days. And we kept talking and talking. And the Lord just laid on my heart to go and pray for him. I went and prayed for him, and he got healed.
Praise the Lord.
Good, Sister Bean.
I'm glad he got healed, sir.
Yes, ma'am. That's wonderful. Yes, stand up. Tell us your name again.
Ermeline Zarniak. My husband had a PET scan a year and a half ago in May of 08. And before he had it done, the scheduler called Blue Cross and they said, yes, it was a covered benefit. But since then, the insurance is going back and forth and they said, no, it was not medically necessary, so we're not paying for it. So anyway, we thought we might have to, but Friday, Cox called us and said that it was their error, that we were told that it was supposed to be paid, so they wrote it off, so we don't have to pay the $6,000.
Yes, thank you, Jesus, for blessing them. Wonderful. Okay, I'm coming across. Feels good to cross over, you know, and tell me, what's on your heart? Yes, Brother Triplett.
You said you wanted family report. I had the privilege, or we had the privilege, of discovering that two of our sons were on a preaching trip together down in El Salvador. Don lives there, of course, and Mark pastors in Florida. And he went down, preached 15 times, some of them in the open air. Many, many people accepted the Lord, but they saw miracles that just stagger your imagination. If you could see my emails, they are just, and I don't know how many, he said he had no idea how many received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It was just a holy trip. And I'm so proud to give God glory for it. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the heart of God, isn't it? To want to save and fill with His Spirit. Hallelujah for God's willingness and readiness. And we ask for it and we pray for it and we believe for it as well. This is Ada.
Our 11-year-old granddaughter accepted the Lord this year. And I was getting concerned because when she was really little, she didn't. And I was just really praise the Lord that she did. And then our oldest granddaughter had a difficult pregnancy. And about the fourth or fifth month, we just kept praying. Everything just straightened out, and the baby was born with no problem at all.
We rejoice with you, Sister Ada, Ada and Les Brownell. Okay. Has anybody gotten a job this year? Oh, hi, Marshall. Would you like to testify, or you want your wife to do it for you? He said she could do it. Marshall, boy, it's so good to know the burden was lifted, folks, as they were here and just waiting on the Lord. And our hearts, you know, were so earnestly asking with him. And went back to the days when he was in the youth group here when I was the youth pastor. And so there was still that attachment in our hearts, you know, to believe God and trust God.
You know, I'm grateful for the friends of Central who have stood with us, and I thank you for that. And you're one who, over lunch appointments and times of just conversation, I've kept my faith strong in Christ. And through this year, we were here about a year ago at this time in October, end of October, 1st of November, we came into Springfield, and our family have supported us over those months, and we are thankful for that, and just prayed earnestly for what God would have. And it took our initiative with an application process and a consultant and telling him we remained interested and focused on this opportunity that our name moved through a number that were being considered for a position at Montreat College in North Carolina. And then God did some good things through that process for us, and we just are grateful to be serving him. Senior Vice President and Provost at Montreat, a college that is faithful in its Christ-centeredness and proclaims a strong evangelical testimony to students. A number of students who come who really are young in the faith or have no faith at all and come to know Christ there. So it's a great place to be. We're grateful for the opportunity to serve there. Thank you.
So good to hear from you tonight. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you for sharing a word with us, Marshall. Hello. How's it going over here? Okay, now, tell me something. We've got time for one more that the Lord has done. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all, is a good song. We won't try to sing it right now, but anyone over here then, something that has happened that maybe you haven't had a chance to tell us about yet that God has done this year? All right. All right, let's... I started to sing that chorus a cappella, What the Lord Has Done for Me, I Cannot Tell It All. You think we know it well enough to sing it a cappella? Let's try it. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. Oh, you don't know that one. Sorry. How about this one? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. So we all had a chance to give a little testimony in that song. Pastor Laura Lee is coming at this time.
Well, it's Thanksgiving week, which is such a time of reflection, as we just have done, reflecting on the Lord's goodness and generosity toward us. And the psalmist in Psalm 103 gives us great reason for more reflection as he himself reflects many things over which he is thankful. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Listen to some of those verbs that just stand out in those first five verses. Our God forgives. Our God heals. Our God redeems. Our God crowns us. Our God satisfies us. Is there another God like him? Who else does these things? Who is so generously disposed toward us? If there is another God who does these things, name him. Who is he? There is only one, and it is the Lord God who made heaven and earth, who revealed himself through the person of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and who 3 days later rose again, who triumphed over sin and death and hell and all our infirmity and all our pain and all our sorrow. This is the God, the one and only whom we serve and to whom we pray tonight. And so at this time, I'm going to ask if any of our prayer partners are here tonight, would you come to the altar? And if you have a need of any nature, a need in your body, a need in your spirit, a need in your marriage or in your home or in your finances, let's pray and let's call upon this God who is so generously disposed toward us. It is his desire to forgive, heal, redeem, crown, and satisfy tonight. So if you have a need, would you come forward at this time and you can meet with one of our wonderful prayer partners tonight and make your need known to our great God. Let's pray tonight.
There's such strength that is acquired when we confess our need one amongst each other. I remember when I first started coming into the church, and we had great Sunday night services back then, much like this, that were given to prayer and the altar, and not really knowing much about prayer myself as a child, having people come around and pray things over me and into my life shaped my destiny, which shapes our own destiny as we all come to the altar or we pray with each other in the pew, which leads us to the third part of this kind of threefold aspect of our prayer tonight. We started out with testimonies and then we went to personal prayer, but this morning we got an update from our board, and I know that many of you were in Sunday school classes today and heard things with our board members. Do I need to change mics here? Am I okay here? Is it okay? All right. So we decided that we would, in correlation with this morning's activities with the board, and to this day and tonight with a prayer about the transition. Now, I think it's important that we understand where we're at as a congregation, and I think that Pastor Mike stated it well, that things are going well, going along nicely, and God has been good. And I certainly didn't know that I would sign up for this part of the journey, but here I am. And we are thankful for our partnership with you. And Nancy said it well, that I think that we have to have patience in this journey. And sometimes we don't understand the process of a pastoral transition. I've been through a few of them, and I know full well that we must listen to the Lord's voice, not rush into something. God has Central in the palm of his hand, and I hope that you believe that. So I want to encourage you tonight, before we leave this room and before we go to prayer, that God knows what he's doing. And it's so important for us to have that respect and dignity of our board and now our new search committee and yes, our pastoral staff, that we allow God to do what he wants to do. It's quite possible that the Lord has something very powerful that he wants to do in us as a congregation before he brings somebody new to this place, that we might be ready to receive what God has in the next chapter of the life of this great church. And this church has had many great chapters over and over again, and we're not discouraged by any means. We believe that some of the greatest chapters are yet to be written for this place that God has instituted on this corner. You know, it's really just about the aspect of us doing our job in this little corner of the world in Springfield, Missouri. Sure, there are lots of great churches all around us. This is a great church as well. There are great ministries all over the world. But God has called us for such a time as this, for this to be our place of ministry. And that's finding contentment in what we do and how we operate as a congregation. The Apostle Paul said, and I'm reading out of the Message in Philippians. Many of you know the scripture. It's about focusing on the prize, the high calling of Christ. Paul says this in the Message. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal, those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision, and you'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Stick with me, Paul said. Keep track of those who you see running the same course, headed for the same goal. There are many out there taking other paths, choosing other goals, and trying to get out to go along with them. I've warned you of them many times, and sadly, I'm having to do it again. All they want is the easy street. They hate Christ's cross, but easy street is a dead-end street, and those who live there make their bellies their gods, and belches are their praise. All they can think of is their appetite. But there's far more to life for us. We are citizens of a high heaven. We are waiting for the arrival of the Savior, the Master, Jesus Christ, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. He'll make us beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which he is putting everything as it should be under and around him. We are reaching for the high prize. That's what it's really about. Sure, we're looking for a pastor to lead us and help us to get to that high prize, but we are the church. We are the body of Christ. We make up what Central is as a ministry. Do you believe that? That's the great part of the things that happen. All those cards that were taken this morning, do you know that every one of those cards were taken this morning to give children Christmas presents in December? That's an amazing thing. My heart was so moved to see the last 18 cards go at this altar. I thought, wow, this is a strong place with people who believe in their commitment to a calling, a high calling that we all have. Sure, I may have Reverend in front of my name, but we are all ministers. We are all in this together doing God's work. I'm going to ask you to stand, please. And I'm going to ask you to do something that we've never really done in this sanctuary, but could we hold hands going straight across aisle to aisle? Can we do that tonight? You're probably going to have to come in the middle, but just connect to each pew if you'll do that. Hallelujah. Just a little coordination. We join our hands to symbolize that we are joining our hearts and to ask the Lord to do something for us. We need a pastor, yes. But we need the Lord to lead us into the next chapter as well. We need the Lord to help us all to connect to each other and to him to reach the prize, the high calling in Christ Jesus. Now, with our grateful hearts, could we just begin to intercede about that aspect of the transition tonight as we look for a pastor and his family? There's somebody there that God has designed for us. Let's just begin to lift our voices, congregation. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Wow. Hallelujah. 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 Father, tonight we realize that our thoughts are not your thoughts. And you have a plan for us as a congregation. You have a plan for us as a ministry unit. So, Lord, we commit once again this transition time that we are in. We commit this to you. Lord, we just commit our board and our pastoral search committee to your hands tonight. Lord, we just pray for direction and wisdom. Lord, I thank you for each one of those people. I pray, Lord, that you'll give them insight and unity as they start their journey together. And Lord, we thank you for this great congregation. I thank you for everyone in this room tonight. I thank you for this congregation at large, spread around this whole community. Lord, we just thank you for the strength that you have given to us. Lord, we do not boast in what Central is, but we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the gifts and the resources that you've given to us and people. And Lord, now we just ask, as we enter into this next chapter of our life as a church, that the blessing of heaven will come down upon us. Lord, in the area of souls, we just ask, Lord, from the north and the south and the east and the west of this building, that you would bring those souls that are searching in this community tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd bring them into this place. May our worship be Christ-centered. May our preaching be Christ-centered. May we give you all that you ask of us to do, Lord. I just thank you that you have a perfect and wonderful plan for this place. And Lord, we center now just for a moment that whoever this person is, the next pastor to lead this congregation, Lord, we pray that you would begin to speak to his heart and to his spouse and to his family. Lord, I just pray, whoever that may be, Lord, that you would just settle in their spirits something of a change. Lord, it's so difficult sometimes when we're in a good place of ministry and you're asking us to change. And Lord, sometimes that's such a difficult struggle. And I just pray for whoever that is, Lord, that that would be of ease tonight, that there would be a comfortableness in decision making. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. And for now, Lord, we thank you for the goodness and the grace that you've placed in this congregation. So however long you take, Lord, we want to be patient. We want to be open. We want to be willing. We want to be yielded to you. I pray, Lord, for the month of December to be that of a blessing of souls to this place. Lord, we thank you for all the families that are going to be represented by those gifts that will be given. Once again, Lord, we commit each one of those families. Lord, I thank you for all the outreach ministries from our children through the youth, through our middle agers, Lord, and through our seniors. Lord, we just ask that you would unite us as a congregation and that we would find ourselves faithful to you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We just give you praise. Once again, let's just lift our voice in gratitude to him. Hallelujah to your name. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. It certainly can be said of all of us that it's been good to be in the house of the Lord all day today. Amen. And so as we embark on the Thanksgiving week, blessings upon you. We thank you for your partnership in ministry with us, and we will see you back on Sunday. God bless you all. Amen.